Hi, hello, Ram Ram Mandali. This is Amol, and this is the time for rule number 5. Now, rule number 5 हा माझा सगळ्यात फेवरेट आहे. Rule number 1 मध्ये आपण सांगितलं होतं की do not study grammar rules. I told you to get rid of your grammar textbook, and some of you are feeling stressed because all your life you were told that grammar is the key to English. Now, if it was the key, probably you would have been speaking English, because I know you have studied a lot of grammar rules. Now, grammar itself is important. Of course, we need grammars. Of course, we need to use grammar correctly when we speak. But you don't learn it from studying grammar rules or memorizing a bunch of rules in a textbook. Instead, rule number 5 is this. Use point of view mini stories. Use point of view mini stories. That's rule number 5. The point of view stories, it's a method. It's a technique for learning English grammar. And specifically for learning spoken English grammar. Because, of course, we are talking about the speaking only, not writing. So, use point of view stories to learn English grammar. Don't use textbooks. Don't study grammar rules. Instead, use point of view stories. Now, what is point of view mini stories? You're asking, right? Most people don't know about this. Here's a very simple explanation. A point of view story or stories, actually, it's a series of stories. Point of view stories, it's a series of stories. So basically what you need to do is you get one basic story told from a certain point of view. What that means is it's told about a certain time. For example, ekadi story ji bhutkaalat sangitle, we would tell you a story about something that what has happened in the past. Let me give you the small example. There was a dog. He was very hungry, so he ate a lot of food. That's not much of a story, but that's the example only. So you would listen to the story in the past, right? 10 years ago, there was a dog. He was very hungry and he ate a lot of food. And then, of course, the real point of view story is much be longer, interesting and funny. And it would be more complicated, but that's for example. So you can understand the idea. So the first thing is you listen to the story from one point of view. Bhutkaalacha drushtine apan hi ek story shiknar. Then by this kind of learning, you are learning the past tense, the verb. But you don't need to study the textbook. You don't need to study the past tense. You just need to listen, get it automatically. As long as you understand the story is happening in this past, you will naturally, subconsciously, and in fact effortlessly learn the correct grammar or past tense verb of the word effectively. And here's the next thing you do with the point of view mini stories. You would listen the same exact story, but now it would be told from the present point of view. जी भूतकाळाची स्टोरी तीच आपण आता वर्तमान काळाच्या स्टोरी मध्ये ऐकणार. वर्तमान काळात काय काय छोटे छोटे मध्ये बदल होतात. नाव देर इज अ डॉग अँड राईट नाव ही इज व्हेरी हंग्री, सो ही ईट्स अ लॉट ऑफ फूड. नाव अगेन दिस इज नॉट द एक्झॅक्ट स्टोरी, इट्स द सेम बेसिक स्ट्रक्चर, सेम बेसिक स्टोरी, बट नाव इट्स हॅपनिंग राईट नाव, इट्स हॅपनिंग टुडे, हे आज घडतंय वर्तमान काळात, माईट हॅपनिंग एव्हरी डे. And so what you do is that you listen to that story. Of course, real story would be longer and more complicated and more interesting and more funny. But you get the idea. And by listening now to the two versions of the story, you would learn the past tense, and then you would learn the present. You wouldn't just learn the verb forms. You learn all the structures, how the sentence built. You would learn about the important time phrases, right now, today, 10 years ago, since. Because this time phrase is tell you which verbs to use. And of course, you could listen the same story again, another version, maybe next version involve mostly present perfect or the present or in the past. Again, you don't need to know the present perfect continuous tense. You don't need to analyze. You just need to listen to the story. And as long as you understood the meaning in the time, you would learn the present continuous tense easily, subconsciously. It will go in your brain. With speech, there's no time to think and remember a bunch of rules. There's no time to translate. Boltanna kaslahi translation kiwa vyakaran bhanecha vela nasto. You need to think in English. You need to feel in English. You need to understand instantly in English. Say it instantly in English, correctly, without thinking. And you never learn that by studying grammar rules or textbook. You will learn it through point of view many stories. And of course, we will tell the stories from the future point of view stories. In future, there will be a dog. He will be very hungry. He will be very hungry. And he's going to eat a lot of food. Gonna means going to. So you would listen to a whole long story, and then it's the same basic story, but it's not, but it's told from the future. And listening from all the point of view, sometimes it's not just the verb, sometimes it's the vocabulary changes when we talk about the different times. And of course, it's not just the verb form we use for the grammar we need to focus on. And making these small changes helps your brain to what's happening without thinking, without analyzing, without memorizing a test. It all just happens automatically by listening these simple and easy stories. By listening all these kind of point of view mini stories, you will learn how to use the grammar instantly, automatically, correctly. This is much more powerful than studying some books. And the great thing is that you have to do is that you, as you study, as a student, as a learner, you have to listen to each version of the story every day. That's all. Your job is to listen, understand, and enjoy the story. You just need to concentrate and focus, hear how the changes. Things changes. You don't need to remember any grammar terms. You don't need to remember any tense form, future progressive. None of that matter. You just forget that all. You have to do is that understand what the story is all about. Understand the meaning. Understand the point of view. Understand the time. You can compare the different versions of the stories every day. It's a really easy and fun way to do it. And of course, in my real point of view stories, I make the stories crazy and funny and entertaining way. It's easy to remember from normal and boring thing. That's also important. So, this is how you learn grammar easily, effortlessly, and consciously, automatically. And this is how you learn to get feeling for correctness. It's that feeling inside that you know something sounds right and something else sounds wrong. You have that in your own language. Marathi tun aplyala kalta ki jar UP Bihar cha jar manus jar marathi bolta asel tar teje chote chote shabd je ahet vakya je ahet te aplyala lages kaltat. We come to know that he is not speaking correctly, right? Grammatically there is a wrong thing. You know it. You're gonna feel it. You have to feel it. Something in your brain, some things in your brain, it has to be right. That's what you need to speak correctly and to use correct spoken grammar. When you're writing, I don't care what you think. You can think as much as you want and go and slow. But for speaking, you got to be instant, fast, immediate, very important. So that's it. When you learn with the point of view stories, you will learn to use grammar automatically and correctly. You will learn much faster. You will improve your spoken English grammar much faster. And you will learn like a child. You will actually have fun doing it. you will actually enjoy learning grammar by listening to these stories, and that's a big benefit. So, rule number five, use point of view stories to learn and master spoken English grammar. I will see you tomorrow for rule number six. Have a great day. Ram Ram.